just returned from another brilliantly successful American tour. The Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra is assembled today upon the stage of its home theater, Northrop Memorial Auditorium, on the University of Minnesota campus in Minneapolis. The 85 talented musicians who comprise the personnel of this famous Victor Recording Orchestra are under the direction of Eugene Ormandy, who, though still in his 30s, is conceded to be one of the ablest orchestra leaders of our time. Mr. Ormandy last year attracted nationwide attention as guest conductor of the famous Philadelphia Orchestra and will return to that organization as permanent conductor next season. The magic key of RCA turns now to Eugene Ormandy, who will himself bring you the program notes for this afternoon's concert.
A love song written in 1601 provided Bach with the melody for one of his most tender and impressive organ chorale preludes. Herzlich tut mich verlangen. Fervent is my longing. The sonorous orchestral transcription is by Lucien Caillé, a member of the Philadelphia Orchestra, and recently we had the pleasure of recording it for Victor. In the opera Lohengrin, it is left to the orchestra to describe the wedding of Lohengrin and Elsa. Wagner has painted a glowing musical picture of this event in the introduction to the third act.
Thank you.
Debussy, who created the impressionistic school of music, gives lives to the elusive poem, The Afternoon of a Faun, by the French poet Mallarmé. The semi-conscious dreams of the faun, still throbbing with the memory of the beautiful nymph's visit, is in the prelude translated into exquisite orchestral sound.
Our program continues here in Minneapolis, where the famous conductor Eugene Ormandy will introduce the third number on the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra's program.
Brahms' 21 Hungarian Dances were the outcome of his youthful association with Eduard Remenyi, a celebrated Hungarian violinist who inspired in Brahms an enthusiasm for the folk music in Hungary. Of these dances, the sixth, in D major, is without question the most popular.
At this instant in Chicago, one of the world's foremost virtuosi sits before a piano, his fingers poised in readiness. His name, known to music lovers everywhere, is Misha Levitsky. Opinion among musical authorities is sharply divided as to whether this day, March 1st, is or is not the 125th anniversary of the birth of the great Polish composer, Frédéric Chopin. But the authorities unanimously agree that as an interpreter of Chopin, Mr. Levitsky is unexcelled. And since it may be Chopin's birthday, he selects from among the works of that composer a number which is one of his best-known Victor records. The magic key of RCA turns to Chicago, where Misha Levitsky plays Chopin's Scherzo in C-sharp minor. Thank you.
The magic key of RCA turns again to Eugene Ormandy, distinguished conductor of the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra, speaking from Northrop Memorial Hall in Minneapolis.
Jaromír Weinberger, the modern Czechoslovakian composer, became famous almost overnight with his opera Schwanda, the bagpipe player. I have added the polka and the brilliant fugue, which closes the opera, to our program this afternoon, because they are among our most popular Victor records.
Thank you.
radio concerts of the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra are among the many excellent programs which come to you every week, every day, every hour of the day over facilities of the National Broadcasting Company. In entering your home as a member of your family circle, the NBC performs with friendly efficiency one of the most responsible portions of the universal radio service of the Radio Corporation of America. Ever mindful of the wide variety of American taste, program schedules range all the way from trivial comedy to the superb Saturday afternoon operatic broadcasts direct from the stage of the famous Metropolitan Opera Company in New York City. In all, about 50,000 network programs are broadcast each year, involving some 500,000 individual appearances before the microphone. Are you prepared for their reception? Will you hear voices and music perfectly reproduced exactly as they were transmitted from the studios? The famous RCA Magic Brain radios with a magic eye and RCA metal tubes were created by the same engineers who designed the equipment transmitting NBC programs. That's your best assurance of best reception always. Cordially invite you to be with us next Sunday when the magic key will turn again and members of the family of RCA will present Lawrence Melchior, Ruth Etting, Russ Morgan and his orchestra, a scene from the current Broadway success, Call It a Day, John B. Kennedy in a special feature, and Frank Black conducting the NBC Symphony Orchestra. This is John Walls speaking for members of the family of RCA through the National Broadcasting Company.